the new houses were built. Then until the houses are paid for, then the person that owned the house will get title to that land, the blocks that their houses are sitting in. So that's how that came about.
So the corporation don't have nothing to do with that land now?
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they gave it to HUD so they can build a house there, or else they wouldn't build a house there.
Okay.
Could we have your name, please?
Anna McGlashan.
Come up here and explain.
Uh-huh. Are you the city clerk?
Yes, and the secretary for the Yakutan Corporation.
Right, so you're the person who can explain all this.
Okay. How the HUD people got these housings here was they gave, the corporation had to give the HUD housing people quick claim deeds to the land in order for them to build housing here. If they didn't get that, we wouldn't have new housing here. That's how I knew how they got it.
What about the people who aren't in the HUD housing? What title do they have to their plots of land where their houses
are? They have
a
deed to their land from the Yakutan Corporation.
Under Section 14C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Well, now that you're there speaking, Ms. McGlashan, what other thoughts do you have about all of this?
None really. They didn't answer nor ask most of the questions that I was thinking about.
Okay. Mary, do you want to take the microphone to the back? There might be some of the older folks that would like to say a word or two.
Excuse me.
I don't.
You sure that's what they
need to say? No. They already said it.
Yeah, it's just both of what we're thinking about.
Do you agree with what they were
saying? Yeah. Well, I'm not in this corporation here. I'm with NATCA Corporation.
Well, then you'd especially like to hear from about NATCA.
Well, I don't know nothing about it. I never lived out there. So, I never
maybe,
been out
maybe
there
we
for
could, maybe you could come up and tell us
about
that,
20
sir.
Years, I guess. I mean, since I left out there. I left out there in 1930. I was brought up here by Bill McGlashan and Polly McGlashan here in the village.
Well, that's a situation that comes up a lot, and I think that Mr. Berger would be interested in hearing about that, if you wouldn't mind going up front so that people could hear you.
Oh, you already know my name. My name is Leon Prokopyov.
Sorry, your name again?
Leon Prokopyov.
Leon Prokopyov.
You know, like I said, I'm not. Well, I registered for here, but they put me out in NATCA Corporation. I don't know how that happened.
Here.
Yeah. How that happened, I don't know.
You don't know how it happened?
I had them look into it, but still couldn't find out how it happened. Even had lawyers looking into it. Mm-hmm. I said I won't get no answer till 1991 or something like that.
Were your parents from NATCA?
Yeah.
Were you in Alaska in 1971, or were you away?
No, I was in Alaska. I was down in Port Lions in Kodiak.
Oh, I see.
That's where I registered for here, but I didn't know how that got followed up.
Yeah.
Only one that's claimed here is my wife. But I registered myself and all my kids here, and they got me and my kids out in NATCA. I don't know how that happened.
Is there a way you could change it if you
wanted? I had them try that, but they said they couldn't do it. I don't know.
Is there a way he could change his enrollment?
Yeah.
Well, it may be that if they open up the rolls to allow the children born since 1971 to be enrolled, they could then allow people to change their enrollment at the same time. That's possible.
Yeah, but I did enroll for this corporation. Yeah. But
well, if they do open it up and you enroll again, let's hope they get it right this time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around the state who, like you, wound up in the wrong corporation. Well, tell me, in the Atka Corporation, does the Atka Corporation send you dividends and so on? You get news of what they're doing?
Yeah, I get news from them, yeah. I mean, papers are voting for
you.
But I get them too late. I can't fill them out, you know. They come too late.
Well, you get news and papers from them. Do you get any checks from them?
No, not since they know I belong there, because they keep sending me papers.
Yeah.
I've never heard if they got any dividends or anything out there. Like Yucatan Corporation here, they got people there got $1,000 each 1 year.
In this corporation? What year was that?
What year was that? You guys got that $1,000 in the corporation. That was about 6 years ago. Well, they didn't have this building yet then. We used to have that meeting over in where the clinic is now. When that was brought up.
Well, any other comments, Mr. Prokofiev?
No, but it seemed like these guys had everything that's for the corporation, so I have no more. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else there at the back?
What's your name?
Well, what we'll send you is a transcript. We'll have typed up what everybody said here today, including what I said, and we'll type that up and send it to the mayor and to the president of the village corporation, and we'll send it to the tribal council if you like. But that'll come to you in a couple of months. And then next summer, I'll send you my report, and I'll send it to everybody who spoke today, as well as to the village corporation and the tribal council and the mayor's office. So you'll hear from us. But I'm traveling all over the state. I've been to about 33 villages and towns. And I'm going to go to about 20 more before the year is out. And then I'll sit down and write my report, and it'll be ready in the summer, and I'll send it to you. So you'll hear from me. Don't worry about that. Well, you asked most of the questions they ask in other places. I can tell you that in other places they are concerned about the land. That's the big thing. A lot of them, their corporations didn't do so well. And but they not that concerned. They said, well, we're not quite sure what they did with the money, but we sure don't want to see the land go the way the money did. So just about everywhere we've been, people have said, we want to hang on to our land. Now, some places, they use the land for subsistence. They're actually hunting caribou or moose or taking birds on the land. They want to make sure they keep it. And that's why they come to the meetings and in, you know, a good turnout usually, just like you have here today. And about 650 people have spoken so far, and 10 have spoken here today, so that makes it about 660. And they're asking questions like you are. Some places they've thought about this a lot, and they have, some villages I've been to, they all, not all of them, but a lot of people will get up and say, look, we're really worried that the corporation could go belly up, or it could be taken over, or it could be taxed, the land could be taxed, so let's just have our corporation transfer the land to our tribal council or our IRA government. Others have said, no, let's see if we can't make this corporation thing work. We'll change ANCSA, we will prevent the shares being sold. And I've said to them, okay, those are interesting ideas, but I've already had Native people come to Anchorage to testify from Greenland, Scandinavia, Canada, Australia, to talk about what they're doing there. And I've said, okay, let's just look at all the options, and then I'll make my recommendation to you about which I think is the best way to go. Now, this is a big state, and it may be that the best thing for some people is the corporation to hold the land. For other people, it may be the best way is for the tribal council or the IRA government. Let them look after the land. Maybe some other arrangement somewhere else. You know, it depends on what people want to do. But I'd like to complete my travels around the state before I make up my mind.
Like in some of the corporations or villages you went to already, if they had any problems or some ways that they followed up, could you give us any information or how they followed up, or that can help us, you know, so we don't get into the same trap or whatever?
Well, that's pretty hard to do. Some of the regional corporations went into big investments that went sour. Well, it's always hard to predict whether you're going into an investment that's going to turn out well or turn out badly. I mean, if I could tell you what kind of things you should spend your money on, well, if I was in the business of telling you what kind of things you should spend your money on, I guess I'd be a business consultant or something, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. What I'm trying to figure out is a way that all these problems can be straightened out so that you've still got some land left and some money, and you can make your own free choices about what you're going to do with it. But if we don't do something, you might not have any choices. Now, I can tell you that of all the places I've been, most people are unhappy with the corporations. They think it's been a failure. They didn't get any money, and they think the whole thing was a kind of swindle. They say, you mean, well, this was supposed to be a land settlement, but it really wasn't, that it could all be taken away from us in 1991. They said, that's not much of a settlement. And they're very bitter. A lot of places we've been to, that's how people feel. Some places, like here in Ecutan, the people feel the corporation's doing its the best it can, and you know, it's we've been to one place and only one where the people are really happy with their village corporation. Now, that is because it's a village corporation in southeast Alaska. They had a big stand of timber. So the first thing they did was to sell the timber and put the money in the bank, and they gave, it's a village of about 100 people, they gave everybody in the village $25,000, and the rest of the money they kept in the bank. It's still there, it earns interest, and they just take the interest every year and give $10,000 to everybody. So in that village, the people said, this is a good settlement. It's okay. We like it. Now, that's the only place where people really felt they had gotten what they were supposed to get. And that's one of the few villages that really had some resources to do something with. A lot of these places don't have anything.
How can I get into that corporation?
Well, like Mr. Prokofiev, maybe you should have arranged to be enrolled in the wrong corporation. I don't know.
Tom, you might talk a little bit about mergers and consolidations. I know that they're thinking here about a joint venture with an Alaska corporation, and I don't know if the possibility of a merger or consolidation with another corporation is feasible, but...
Well, some of the village corporations we've run into have merged with other village corporations. The idea is that if you've got four little corporations close by each other, maybe they can merge, have just one accountant and one office, and then they save a little money. And they perhaps will have more money to distribute to their shareholders by way of dividends. Now, on the Yukon River, some of the smaller villages have merged to form one larger village corporation. In the Nana region, all of the village corporations except one have merged with the regional corporation, so they got one big corporation there. In the Atna region, all the village corporations except one have merged with the regional corporation, so there they've got one big corporation. But these things have happened so recently that it's hard to tell how they're going to work. And it's really up to you to decide whether you want to merge with another corporation and try to save some money that way.
Yeah, it's probably a lot easier for them to get together for meetings anyway. Not here, everything's so far apart, and yeah. Either weather-bound someplace or stuck someplace all the time. Like John Schaefer was saying before in the meeting, that he can go through, I don't know, all of his whole corporation in one day, all his villages, you know. Now here he can't even do it in one day. You gotta wait for the weather or wait for the planes or something. Something always going on.
Well, we're going up to his region in November and spending a week there, so we'll see if we can go through them all in one week. I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not in one week. I don't know. Maybe he's fast.
Yeah. Got a good plane. Good weather. Well, maybe it's only about 3:30. Maybe we could take a little 5-minute break. I don't know whether there's any coffee, but maybe we could just take a little break and then see if anybody else would like to say something after that. We've got lots of time, so we'll just take a break now and start again in a few minutes. It's a lovely day out there. I don't know if it's easier, but it's in some ways it's different.
Start again?
Yeah. Mary? Well, we can, if there's anybody in the hallway, you might tell them we'll start again. Mr. Mercer, the teacher, wants to say something. We'll start, Mary. If there's anybody else out there, I'd like to come in. Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, would you like to say something now?
Or
she knows what I'm going to talk about. Who is she? George here, he's one of my buddies. So I guess I'll just pass. I was just going to announce that there's going to be a meeting.
Jake wanted to say something else to me, but he took off the cell.
He went to go get a projector. At least the
Oh, that stopped the gas.
Oh, yeah, for the film, yeah.
Well, we are going to have a meeting tonight, aren't we?
I guess so. I mean, we'll be here. It may be I mean, this is a small place. We seem to have heard pretty much the voice of the people. So, how would you like to just come up and tell me a little bit about Atka, since I won't be going there, what you've observed there? Okay? Concerning the village and what you've seen of how ANCSA has worked there.
How what has worked?
The land claim settlement. First of all, can we have your name?
Roger Mercer.
And Teresa Mercer, who spoke earlier, you and she are the teachers here in town.
Yeah.
And you taught in Atka before you came here.
Mm-hmm.
When were you in Atka?
We were there, let's see, school year 82, 83, and 81, 82.
How big a place is that?
100 people, 100, 95%, 98% Aleut people.
I see. Is this town about 98% Aleut?
No, I wouldn't say so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Is it?
Well, as soon as we come, you know, it's a little larger
yeah, okay.
there.
90% so, anyway.
Yeah.
This commission isn't going to Atka, so I was just curious whether there was anything about the effect of the land claim settlement in Atka. Do they have a corporation or a traditional council? Do you happen to know how it all works?
They have a corporation there, and they have their board members, and right now, I'd say the corporation isn't doing real well. They had a boat. It was called the Atka Provider, and that was a money losing investment there. So they sold that, and I don't know what else they have going there. As far as, well, that halibut, the corporation didn't help them out. They didn't want anything to do with it because they didn't think it would work. And it did work. And just private people, were the leaders. And it worked. And I think that probably now that it did show some promising benefits to it, I think they'll probably, the corporation probably get involved in it, but I don't know for sure.
Is there, when you were in Atka, was anybody talking about 1991, the possibility of the loss of land, or had that not even become a blip on the radar screen?
I heard no talk of that, mm-hmm. as far as losing land. No, I don't think they were really that well informed as far as 1991 is concerned.
Do you have any questions about Atka, Mary? Okay. Anything you'd like to add
what life is like out there or something like that, or stick to the native?
Well, or what it's... what observations do you have to make about Akatan and what's happening here, and what do you think of this land claim settlement 1991?
I can't really talk about it that knowledgeable. It doesn't affect me directly, and I don't think I could really. I haven't done that much reading on it yet. I want to do more reading on it, but I haven't got the material to read or anything like that, so I really can't answer intelligently, I guess, on the subject. I don't know, I'm a little bit worried about it. I mean, the kids in school, they talk about, you know, selling their shares and how much, any idea, you know, they're looking for an idea how much it's going to be worth and how much, you know, and Teresa and I, we both, I don't know, it's been our stand to try to discourage them on hurrying up and selling out their shares and maybe getting rich or something like that. That's been our stand, I would say. But that's what they're thinking about, some of them. And then we talk about it and say, you know, we told them that they would lose control of their land and this and that, and they start reevaluating it. But it's just good that they're starting to think about it, I guess. So.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
You bet.
You asked him if there's a village corporation. A village council. They have a village council in Atka. And they have a president, a vice president, secretary. The council's doing pretty well. It's more, because they're so isolated, it's more what I would, you know, from my limited experience, I would say it's more traditional because the bulk of the people still speak their native language. So therefore, of course, they wouldn't know a lot more because of their isolation about ANSCA. The students are becoming a lot more aware of what's going on, to the point where one of them commented, well, then I could start buying them all up and get 51% and control the corporation. Yeah. So, you know, they're becoming more aware of it. But I feel it's unfortunate that maybe they couldn't have been involved, ADCA been involved through a teleconference to listen to what's going on here, too, because it seems so often that they were left out.
Tracy,
mm-hmm.
There will be included into
a teleconference?
It won't be a teleconference, but
okay,
it's
by written.
They will receive
written information.
And she's going to do either cassettes or written material at the tours of people.
Okay. That's all.
Well, anyone else want to speak this afternoon?
I have another question.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Mayor.
This might be a little odd question, but it's coming to my mind. I was just thinking about it. Like we're talking about alienation of shares. Instead of selling the shares, let's say I was offered from another corporation 50% of one of the stockholders' shares to trade 50% of my shares. What's the possibility of something like that happening?
Yeah, like, well, if you wanted to trade your 100 shares in Akutan to a guy that's got 100 shares in Atka, just make a trade of your shares, you'll be able to do that after 1991.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, let's say the corporation had the first right of refusal to all this, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, like if the corporation had the first right of refusal, they could say, no, we want to buy those shares. But they'd have to meet the fair market price.
Oh, I was just talking about 50%.
50% of?
My shares. Like, I hold 100 shares here.
Sure. Well, they'd have the first right of refusal to 50% of the shares, or even just one share, if you write that into your regulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's say the corporation didn't want any of the shareholders to do that. They just say.
Well, then it would have to come up with the money to buy the shares.
Mm-hmm. That was all I wanted to ask about, is just how they would go about it, yeah, or preventing it from, you know, happening.
Well, it's the same as I explained this afternoon earlier. It's first right of refusal would apply to 150 or 100 shares.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, while you're there, Mr. Mayor, let me thank you for your testimony and thank everybody who came and those who spoke. It's been a good meeting, and I found it very helpful, and I hope you did. And we'll adjourn now. We are coming back at 7 o'clock tonight.
If people would like.
If you would like us to have a meeting here again at 7, we'll be happy to do that. Why don't we adjourn now, and we'll decide. You can let us know whether you think we should resume at 7. It's fine with me. So I think we'll adjourn then, and thank you all again. And I really am pleased we were able to come to Acutan, and I'm glad the weather's nice too.
Yeah.
I think he wants to show that film, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Dr.
Gasta.
Yeah. Gasta is going to show his film.
We had to set it up there somehow for it.
We were going to have a little dinner here, and I thought maybe we could have the film after dinner, since other people are at home having dinner now. So we're before or after, we could have it.